All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Yeah, we're good. Just had to check and make sure that was all right. All right, we are back with some lust theory, so let's get started. As Ellie proceeds washing the dishes, you put your attention back on Angel.
You're pretty cute, you know.
Ghosting over Angel's compliment, you go back to the prior topic.
When did I lie?
Come on.
You feel a pressure on your cock.
What?
Don't tell me you didn't like being inside me.
What is she doing?
Gliding her foot up your shaft, a wicked smile crosses Angel's face.
Oh, God. Angelina, you shouldn't.
Please. Call me Angel.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Snapping your head towards Ellie, you look at her, wide-eyed.
For a second, I totally forgot about Ellie. I bet you did. What's wrong with me? Is she crazy? Ellie's right there.
Soon, your cock starts reacting to the pressure.
Ugh.
Everything okay? Hold on.
She has the audacity to ask? I'm fine.
Would you like to lay down? How big is he?
No, I'm fine. Really?
So, you'll keep on lying? Tsk, tsk. You should be as honest as your body.
Why is she doing this? I haven't said how much I like Ellie. Why? Why are you doing this?
I'm doing this for Ellie. I don't want my daughter dating a liar.
What's with that logic?
When he said those things about me not being any good, I was offended.
Uh-oh.
I should teach you a lesson, don't you think?
Why am I being this paranoid when she's clearly enjoying this? Fuck it. I'm gonna enjoy it too.
Going with the flow, you enjoy the secret foot job. Guilt soon turning into pleasure.
Fuck!
Suddenly, the pressure disappears, but is followed by a suggestive wink. Suddenly, Angel heads upstairs, seemingly swaying her hips.
No! She can't be suggesting what I think she's suggesting.
Wanna help me with the rest of the dishes?
The tempting wink at the end has you questioning just how much cleaning there'll be.
Actually, I really need to go to the bathroom.
Okay, it's upstairs. Second.
I remember.
Right. Also, sorry for, well, my behavior.
If you want, we can talk about it later at the party. But I really need to piss, like, right now. And to check if my intuition is right.
Okay.
He didn't say that part out loud. I like Ellie, but Angel.
I'm gonna finish washing the dishes.
You head upstairs, your curiosity getting the better of you.
What the fuck am I doing? Did I seriously think she'd be waiting for me here? She's probably testing me to see if I was loyal to her daughter and I misunderstood. You know, I could never date a woman named Angel because I had a dog named Angel, raised as a puppy. And when you raise a dog for that long and it's with you and you were there till it died, it's just, I don't know, I couldn't date a woman because I'd be thinking of the dog. And that's the last thing you want to think about when you're dating a woman is your dog. People that have had pets for a long time understand what I'm talking about here, but Yeah, that's... Because anytime I'm hearing Angel... See, I like Angela. Angela's fine, but Angel, man, that makes me think of the dog. And that's not what you want to think about when you're with a woman, obviously. Hey, I had a dog by your name. That'd be weird. So you think of me as a dog? Well, not in that way, you see. Stupid fuck.
Hello?
Hearing your name, you go quiet.
Angel.
You walk towards the bathroom. Stunned by the scene.
Again? Looks like I was wrong.
Hey, is that you?
What happened?
Seems like I got myself in a pickle again.
Uh-huh, I'm sure she did. Naked?
I was putting the dirty clothes and...
got stuck in this washer somehow. Need you to get me out. Or just leave me in.
It just ended up like this.
Wondering if a big strong man could come and pull me out of here. I mean, it's so classic porn. Do you want me to call Ellie?
No. I mean, you're strong enough to pull me out on your own, right?
Well, here we go. It's this one question. Do you want me to pull you out in the exact same way as before?
That's the only way since it worked, right?
The exact same way?
Here. Is this better?
Your mouth waters as you watch the juices drip down Angel's pussy.
I think I might have a heart attack. How turned on is this woman?
Realizing time is limited due to Ellie being downstairs, you teleport behind Angel. Pants dropping in an instant. You insert your tip at her entrance.
Don't be too rough. I don't want to bruise.
I'm gonna start pulling now, okay?
Go for it.
Pulling her by the hips, you thrust your cock deep down her wet pussy. You start pounding Angel's pussy, pushing her onto your hard cock with each thrust.
Yes, pull harder. Yes. I'm gonna push harder.
Shit!
Yes, use more power.
We need more power. God, I'm already at my limit.
Come on, push harder.
Putting more speed in each tug, your skin smack against each other.
Yes.
The washing machine jiggles as your cock ravages Angel's pussy.
We're gonna break the... fucking shit.
Fuck me. Yes, there. I'm coming.
Twitching uncontrollably, Angel squeezes your cock while climaxing, pushing you to the edge.
God!
Able to take your cock out in time, you shoot thick stream onto Angel's back. She wiggles out the washing machine, her body still in the after effect of her climax.
Thanks. Looks like I was right about you having that hard... strong...
Ah, if you ever need help again, don't be afraid to give me a call.
If everything works well with Ellie, you're free to come back anytime you want.
I'm gonna hold you on that.
Please do.
Hearing stomps up the stairs, you start panicking.
Shit, shit, shit.
You manage to put your pants back on, but seeing how Angel is completely naked, covered in your cum, you resign.
You know what? Fuck it.
Opening the door to the bathroom, you're met with Ellie at the end of the hall.
Oh, you're here. I almost thought you got lost.
D- Did you fall in, Grim?
I almost left.
What? No, just got held up helping your mom.
Oh yeah? With what?
She got stuck again.
What?
Oh wow, look at that. She looks good with some glasses on. Yeah, and by the way, I'm out. See ya.
You walk past Ellie, leaving her baffled.
Huh? Nope, I'm not dealing with this. I'm content with only this today.
Completely leaving the house, you start your walk home. Once there, you spend the rest of your day relaxing and thinking about Angel. Seeing how this is the end of Ellie's story, do you wish to see the other ending?
Yes.
Good choice. Here we go again.
Want to help me with the rest of the dishes?
The tempting wink at the end has you questioning just how much cleaning there'll be.
Sure.
Approaching Ellie, you settle next to her. Waiting for further instructions.
How can I help?
Only got two more plates, so there isn't really any need for you to help. With that...
What else can I do?
How about finishing what you started back in the room?
Back in the beer?
If you're gonna keep yelling, forget it.
But what if you're
Guess we'll have to be discreet. Are you up for the challenge?
We've really been through a lot of today. A lot of today, yeah, I know I meant to say a lot today, but I get it. I'm gonna fucking relax and go with it. You'll seriously be the death of me.
Don't worry. I'll come to your funeral.
With another man, no doubt.
You reposition yourself behind Ellie, pressing your body against hers.
For someone that has her hands full of soap, you have a pretty dirty head on your shoulders. Oh, I like that one. That's fucking great.
Down Ellie's body, sending shivers down her spine and igniting the fire within.
You better not break any plates. We don't want to alarm your mom, do we?
Lifting Ellie's skirt up, you expose her perky ass.
You made me wait for too long. I hope you're ready to face the consequences.
Grabbing hold of your cock, you position yourself at Ellie's entrance.
Wait.
What now?
Let me soap it up real quick.
You're okay.
Reaching to her asshole, Ellie rubs around, moisturizing it with her soapy fingers.
That's gonna sting like a bitch.
Can have you doing it on dry land, can we?
Dry land?
Oh, shut up and fuck my ass.
Not wasting any time, you ram your cock inside.
Yep. You were saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't say dummy, but whatever.
Moving your hips, you soon accustom Ellie's asshole to your size.
Dummy.
Now she's saying fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it seems like the things are backwards. This ain't a computer issue. This is a game issue. So tight. I can't believe we're doing this in her kitchen. Not that Angel will be back anytime soon since she's waiting for me upstairs. But who knows how long she'll wait. I better speed up things if we don't want to be caught. Enough of that.
Yes.
Bracing yourself on Ellie's hips, you slam your length even deeper.
We didn't get to hear that.
Yes.
Bracing yourself on Ellie's hips, you slam your length even deeper. Trying to keep Ellie's echoing moans at bay, you thrust like you never did before. The plate in her hand long forgotten, Ellie lets herself go.
Fuck me.
Just the sounds are enough to show how much Ellie is loving your hard length entering her asshole.
You've been washing that plate for a long time now. Do you usually goof off while working?
Mm-mm.
Feeling yourself nearing the edge, you lean onto Ellie, pressing her body against the sink.
Ellie, I'm...
Your hand drops down, resting on top of Ellie's, as your cock continues on his own.
Don't... Not yet. I want you to fuck my...
Not even finishing your sentence, your climax takes over.
Ah.
Grabbing Ellie's ass, you ride your climax with the final few thrusts.
What did you... Ellie? Oh, Mom?
Shit.
Quickly taking your cock out. You quickly put your pants back on as Ellie drops her skirt back down.
What do you think you're doing? Washing the dishes?
Just washing the dishes?
I didn't know that these days you had to have a dick up your pussy to do that. It wasn't in my pussy. Does that make it better?
That's exactly what I wanted to avoid.
Cum drips down from under Ellie's skirt, gliding down her leg.
Mom, I... That's enough. You.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Out. Mom! Not another word from you. Seems like I've been too tolerant of your behavior. But... You're grounded. What? No party, no phone. Why won't you let... I said not another word. It... You're still here?
Uh-oh.
Oh my God. I hate you!
Ellie runs upstairs in tears.
I'm just gonna head out.
As you leave, you hear footsteps following after you.
Again, I'm really...
That'll make you think twice about ditching me.
With a smirk, Angel slams the door shut, leaving you wide-eyed, looking at the now-closed door.
That's why she was so mad? Because I didn't go after her? This family, I just can't.
Having enough drama for today, you head home, your bed being the final destination.
I don't hear anything. Yeah, absolutely nothing. How wonderful. I'm not being delusional at all. That's fine. You'll have to finish a special event to continue this story. You'll have to finish a special event to continue this story. You'll have to finish a special event to continue this story. We've got one girl left, guys. And we can actually get started on it. I'll go to the party and give him a treat. Isn't the party at noon? Can't go there yet. Alright.
Already in full swing by the time you arrive. You pass through the crowd, head held high.
Mortals. Hey, man.
As always, Taylor pops out of nowhere.
You made it. What is it, mortal? Speak your business. Mortal. I see you went pre-game on me and got warmed up for the party. But anyway, you came just in time. There was this one crazy chick and she flung her thongs across... I'm losing precious time and brain cells. savage. But no, really, what are you on? Give me some. I swear, I've never met a more... Actually, he could know where Tom is. They came together, if I remember. Seen Tom anywhere? Tom, you know him too? Tom's... Ah, there he is! You were of great help, mortal. Is that like, begone, chuckle? A smart peasant, indeed.
Leaving Taylor, you approach Tom.
Is Amy avoiding me? Hey.
Tom snaps his head towards you, clearly uninterested.
What? Rude. Karma's gonna get him sooner than me. Wait, but I control time. God, I crack myself up sometimes.
He eyes you up suspiciously, your behavior creeping him out.
Amy told me to tell you she's waiting for you outside. Amy? Yeah, Amy, you know, the host. The girl you're dating? Dating? Well, aren't you? That's what she told me. Amy did?
Enlightenment shows white on his face, making you feel just a sliver of remorse.
Shit, I'm starting to feel guilty, poor mortal.
With a nod, you push your guilt deep down your ass.
Follow me.
No questions asked, Tom follows you like a lost puppy. Not long after, the two of you are outside.
Where is Amy? I really do feel bad about this. What? Tom, what's 1 divided by 0?
As on Mark, time freezes. Seconds later...
I hope this holds him.
Dusting your hands, you take a look at your work.
Is this okay? Nah, he'll be fine.
Time unfreezes, and so does Tom.
Muffled gibberish. Muffled gibberish. You comfy? Muffled gibberish. Right, don't worry. I'll come to get you later, or not. Muffled scream. Ah!
Leaving Tom behind, you go back to the party.
Ooh, bunny girl. Amy's dress is hugging her curves remarkably.
Unable to stop yourself from remembering her curves.
Her soft eyes. Can't wait till I'm all over that ass. Look at that ass, folks. And her tight...
You came!
Not yet. Shit, just started. You gotta get down and dirty a little bit before anybody's gonna come. Oh! I wouldn't dare miss your party.
Looks like you. Now it's good for you.
Exactly why I'm talking to you.
But you're doing it all wrong.
How so?
Where's your dream?
I'd love your assistance with that part.
A few drinks later.
Do you know what? A Karen is called in Europe.
What?
An American.
That doesn't even surprise me. We've had a lot of Americans causing trouble because of another game like this called No Mercy. Obviously, some of you got to see our play of that, and some of you didn't. I thought about putting it on BitChute, but I wasn't sure. You guys want to see the 2 episodes that we played of No Mercy, which really isn't that fucking good. And honestly, what we're playing here is much, much better in terms of sex scenes and everything. Let me know, and we'll put them up. I've been hesitant to put them on BitChute because, you know, it's banned in the UK, and BitChute is based in the UK. So I said, maybe not a good idea. I don't know, though, because they've also said, screw all the UK customers. Now, that sucks for UK customers that are, like, you know, really free speech and all that. I know you guys exist, but now you can't put videos up there or watch videos. That kind of sucks. So I don't know what's going to happen, and we're just going to play it by ear. But for those of you on the other site, which is MGTOW.TV, you can definitely see, No Mercy on there. It's not as great as you imagine. Trust me, guys. Everything that they've been saying about this game is... It's okay. But you see how these renders look really good and the animations are really good for sex? Imagine if they weren't. Like, some of the models are okay, but you can tell it was the dude's very first game. And I will say it had some potential because it had like a lust and domination system based on your choices. But a lot of visual novels have that kind of system. They just don't have it out in the open like it did. So whatever choice you're making, it would tell you exactly what points you were adding. That's kind of cool, but sometimes developers like to keep it a secret, so you never know what kind of ending you'll get. So yeah, but that's what we're gonna... That's pretty much what No Mercy is. The only thing I did like was the Beaver Girl. That was funny. Seriously?
I don't know. I've never been.
Want to go together?
Travel the world together?
Sure, it might be fun.
Where will we fuck?
Well, I don't know, miss. Fuck. Don't...
Go. I meant go.
Fancy a shug. Amy, you got some pretty dirty thoughts running through that beautiful head of yours. But hey!
Go.
We didn't get to see this. Oh, wow. That's a HOTS uniform from being a dick. I'm pretty sure Dr. Pinkcake is furious about that right now. By the way, guys, I know there's no being a dick this week. I'm sorry. We'll do it next week. We had to do the No Mercy thing. So we have made it up to you with a lot of other videos. Just sit tight. I meant go. Amy, you got some pretty dirty thoughts running through that beautiful head of yours.
Stop teasing me.
Don't be embarrassed.
Closing the distance, your hand moves to Amy's face, pushing a lock of hair behind her ear, a smirk playing on your lips.
I'm genuinely interested.
Naturally, Amy doesn't back down from your challenge.
How about I show you?
Not wasting any time, you press your lips against Amy's.
Hold on.
How about I show you?
You control yourself, wanting Amy to make the first move.
Is there an entrance fee?
I'll let you in for free.
Not wasting any time, you press your lips against Amy's. Answering the kiss, she grabs the hem of your jeans, pushing your body closer to hers.
His body feels amazing pressed against me. Why does alcohol make me so touchy-feely?
As if you heard Amy's thoughts, your hands trace down her back. Right over her perky ass. Instantly, you dig your fingers into her skin, molding her ass with your hands.
Closer.
Showing you she needs more through the kiss, you give her exactly that. Pressing her ass into you. Her dress skims up, exposing her barely covered behind to the crowd.
He's getting harder.
I see ass.
And the moment is fucked.
Damn, Amy, you've been working out?
Abruptly untangling, you shoot daggers at Taylor.
Why haven't I killed him at least once until now?
That was...
Unfinished. Want to continue?
You're unbelievable.
Wow. Love that green dress. Can I take that as a yes, then? Thought so. Gladly.
Grasping your hand, Amy leads you upstairs.
I really want to slap her ass. Don't we all, folks?
You have to do it gently at first.
Shit, did I say that out loud?
Come on.
Finally, you get to her room.
Ooh, here's where the magic happens. Oh, hold on a minute. Damn, look at those legs. Now. Where were we?
I think your hands were here. Somewhere here.
Ooh.
And your lips.
I can take it from here.
Crushing your lips against Amy's hungrily. Your hands squeeze her perfect little ass as your tongue explores the deepest parts of her mouth.
You'll surely think I'm an easy fuck. Oh, fuck it. I've been waiting for this for so long. I can always blame it on the alcohol.
Her arms go around your neck, arching her back, pressing her chest against you. Her nails graze over the hairs on your neck as she pushes your tongue back into your mouth.
Shit, I want to fuck her right away. Forgot how to breathe?
Stop leaving me breathless.
Can't do.
You lift Amy up, catching her by surprise.
What are you doing?
Being a gentleman, of course.
Gently, you lay her on the mattress.
Let me get this out of the way.
Taking your shirt off in one quick motion, you throw it to the side.
You forgot something.
She shuffles forward, a seductive smile on her lips. With her fingers, she hooks the hem of your jeans, pulling on them.
Let me help you.
She glides your pants down, your underwear coming along.
Oh, sweet Jesus! He's huge!
She springs your hard cock, making it sway.
Bong, 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 bong.
And rock hard.
Amy!
Seductively, she traces her fingers up your shaft. Eyes locked onto yours.
All right, guys. So that's where we're going to end it for now. Yes, we're ending it. I know, I know, I know. Great place, too, right? But we finished one, and that was all we were going to do, but we had a little bit of time left, so we were going to go into another. But yeah, we're going to finish that one up and then get to the big special event next time. I got to do some Lust Academy, so we'll see you guys next time. I am out for now. Stay tuned. I know you will.